while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Wednesday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include the latest on a gun ordinance in Minneapolis, tougher penalties for criminals impersonating police, and the Vikings will play another game outside the U.S. this year. But we begin with still no agreement among lawmakers on how to help the financially struggling Hennepin County Medical Center.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is hosting a discussion tonight with hospital leaders and others about the future of the safety net hospital. There are a couple of options being considered at the state capitol. The Senate wants to offer one-time money, while the House is looking at using money from a sales tax that had been originally used for Target Field. University of Minnesota political science professor Larry Jacobs on the likelihood that they will come up with an agreement before Sunday at midnight.
No, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that some kind of deal will be struck. And we don't have one. We've got very different ideas in the House. We've got a package that's come out of the Senate. And the governor's really been sitting on the sidelines. So I'm nervous. I think this is a real, you know, nail biter.
Again, the 2026 legislative session ends at midnight on Sunday.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey signed a new gun control ordinance into law, despite state preemption laws banning local municipalities from doing so.
All 13 Minneapolis City Council members voted in favor of the measure last week. It includes a ban on assault-style weapons, large-capacity magazines, ghost guns, and a restriction on firearms in certain areas. St. Paul passed a similar ordinance last year, and it's being challenged in court by the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, who contend that simply passing the ordinance is unlawful. The city maintains that the language used in the measure will withstand any court challenges. Mark Frey, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Frey and proponents are urging members in the Republican-controlled House to vote on the bill that was passed by the Senate earlier this session. That is unlikely. The NFL has announced that the Minnesota Vikings will travel to Mexico City this fall to take on the San Francisco 49ers as part of their international schedule of games.
The game will be a Sunday night matchup on November 22nd. It'll air on NBC. The NFL will play a total of 9 games overseas this season, including for the first time in the cities of Melbourne, Australia, Paris, France, and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The full league schedule comes out tomorrow night. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hospital administrators from Greater Minnesota are at the state capitol urging lawmakers to pass a bill that they say will help them stay afloat.
From Blue Earth County in southern Minnesota to Cook County in the north, hospital administrators are calling on members of the Minnesota House to pass a bill that will keep a federal drug pricing program from ending. It would require pharmaceutical companies to reimburse nonprofit hospitals for certain drugs, with that money then used to keep services available like labor and delivery, ambulance service, and behavioral health. Rick Ash is chief executive officer of United Hospital District in Blue Earth County.
At the end of the day, this is not theoretical. This is not political theater. This is important. This is about people's lives. This is about communities. It's about health and wellness.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minnesota students tasked with keeping fellow students safe are getting recognized at the Mall of America today.
AAA is welcoming around 1,300 students from across the metro to the Mall of America to recognize their work as safety patrollers. AAA spokesperson Brenna Knapp.
They really are leaders for their schools and communities, making sure that younger students at the schools get to the bus stop and get to crosswalks safely. It's really a great program that helps mentor leadership in students.
It's the 106th year of the program, and since 2010, AAA school safety patrollers have contributed to a decline of student pedestrian deaths across the U.S.
It's really a great program that helps mentor leadership in students, and hopefully these kids go on to be safe drivers too.
At the Mall of America, Mark Frey, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Another tech scam to be aware of in Minnesota.
The text claims to be from the Department of Revenue. Ryan Brown is a spokesperson for the department.
We were hearing reports last week from other states that they were receiving scam text messages, basically saying that there is a refund that is available, but you need to go in and update your banking information in order to get this refund.
He says Minnesota residents started receiving these texts on Monday, with about 500 people inquiring about their legitimacy.
From the Department of Revenue standpoint, we won't send an unsolicited communication asking you to update your personal or banking or financial information through text. That's not something that we do. That's something that scammers do. And so what we're really recommending with this scam, and really any of the scam texts that you're getting, is just delete them.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Governor Tim Walz is expected to sign a bill that has just passed in the Senate today that would impose tougher criminal penalties for people who impersonate police.
The bill came after the assassination of former Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and the shooting and wounding of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Senator Hoffman authored the bill.
When I answered the door on June 14th, I did so because of the trust. And I never want another person in this state to have that trust shattered. And with today's bill, Mr. President, we're making sure it never happens again.
Vance Belter wore a police officer mask when he killed the Hortmans and wounded the Hoffmans. He is in federal custody and pled not guilty and is facing potential death penalty charges.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. Voters in the Lakeville School District have approved a $139 million bond referendum. District administrators say that money will be used for expansion of the district's three middle schools to accommodate the area's rapidly growing population. In South St. Paul, meanwhile, voters turned away both a bond and capital projects levy. And in Princeton, a $51 million referendum was also voted down yesterday.
And finally, a time-honored Minnesota summer tradition is booming.
Minnesota town ball remains strong and is growing, according to Minnesota Baseball Association President Mark Forsman, who says five new teams joined the MBA this year.
Two way up north, one down in southern Minnesota, and two in the cities.
Forsman adds one of their ongoing goals is to continue to market the town ball product in the Twin Cities to get more fans to town ball games.
You can go and get a hot dog for $3-4, a beer for $3. You don't have to pay for parking, and you have that experience. And the quality of baseball is really good. I mean, a lot of ex-minor leaguers, some ex-pros, so you're seeing a lot of good competitive games.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the On The Go, at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.